With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It has been a long night with conflicting reports and scenarios coming out of Arizona in the case of the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. Latest word from officials is that a person who had been detained for questioning has now been released, and that search in the very small town of Rio Rico, Arizona, has now concluded, and authorities are saying very little. Grand jury has refused to indict Democratic lawmakers in connection with a video message to the military. Here's Greg Clugston.
Late last year, the Justice Department opened an investigation into Senators Mark Kelly and Alyssa Slotkin and four other Democratic lawmakers. In their video, they reminded U.S. service members to follow established military protocols and to resist illegal orders. At the time, President Trump called it seditious behavior by the lawmakers and punishable by death. But a grand jury in Washington declined to indict them. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Canadian authorities say eight people, including the suspect, dead in a school shooting in British Columbia. Two more people found dead at a home nearby. 25 people, mainly students, have been shot and wounded. FDA is reassessing the use of chemicals.
Federal health officials will reassess the safety of a chemical called BHA used in food products, including potato chips, cereals, frozen meals, and meat products. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued a new request for information regarding the chemical butylated hydroxyanisole, which is used widely as a preservative. The review will consider whether BHA is safe as currently used in food and food contact surfaces.
And this is SRN News. A new poll just out is asking moms about church. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from Motherhood Today, and it reveals that about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services regularly is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries, but wish there was more mental health support and more outreach specifically for moms. Michael Harrington reporting.
Vice President J.D. Vance got a chance to view Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper in Milan over the weekend. Vance visiting the Italian city for the Winter Olympic Games. That painting was completed between 1494 and 1498. The painting depicts the moment after Jesus Christ tells his apostles, "One of you will betray me." This is SRN News. All right, he was feisty, he was combative, he used bad language around players and referees, and he once threw a folding chair across the gymnasium. Boy, what a coach he was, though. The late, legendary Indiana Hoosiers basketball coach Bobby Knight will be honored by the university whose teams he led to three different national titles. Here's Mike Hempen.
Indiana has announced plans for a bronze statue of former coach Bob Knight. The school says the statue will be in the lobby of Assembly Hall, where Knight led the Hoosiers to three national championships. School officials say Knight's statue will be placed next to another one, honoring the 1976 title team, the last undefeated national champion in Division I men's basketball. It will be funded by a longtime basketball donor who wants to remain anonymous. I'm Mike Hempen.
More details at srnnews.com.